Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick Allen tweets at Nick Allen. He's also part of the Laughs for Cancer. Or what's it again?
Laughs for Life.
Comedy cures cancer.
Laughs for Life tomorrow night. Funny Bone in Omaha. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. You and Richard and Covey. A bunch of the friends of the show. Austin and Heather. I think Austin's going to stop us.
Specifically, neck cancer.
Yep.
Comedy gets rid of that neck cancer.
That's how Craig Garrett is. Yep. He laughed away his cancer.
I thought he slapped it with a stick enough that it just went away.
We did both of them. It was a
well. That's funny.
It was a two-pronged defense. We hit it with a stick, and we made him laugh.
All right, here's some.
Doctors suggest you do more than that. By the way,
I would take this
hands
some...
to a stick and Happy Gilmore. And there you go.
Not so encouraging news about sports betting in Iowa.
Oh no!
This is from Darren Revell. Should we know Darren Revell?
Yeah.
He has 2 million Twitter followers.
Yeah. The sports business reporter for ESPN.
Okay. I thought the governor was leaning towards signing it.
Well, it says Iowa sports betting. This is according to Darren Revell. Right. Now, he tweeted this out. Iowa sports betting bill just needs the signature of Governor Kim Reynolds. Reynolds wouldn't say yesterday if she would sign it into law to make Iowa the favorite for the 9th state to legalize sports gambling. Associated Press reports conservative Christian groups have a legitimate voice with her.
Suck it, Jesus.
Oh, come on. I'm with who says that?
Craig, I'm with you on that, by the way.
You're just over there organizing your papers.
Who says that?
Thanks for screaming that out. Thanks for screaming that out because I'm backing Craig.
I didn't.
That. Thanks for screaming that out. So how I feel about it. Shut up.
Nowhere in the
First
Bible
of all, both sides
does Jesus come out against sports betting.
Both
it's
sides.
Not in there anywhere.
Yeah, both sides of the House and the Senate in Iowa passed it. So she's king?
Oh, yeah.
I hate that crap. I hate that crap.
Well, let's give her a chance not to sign it, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. Think it over, right?
It's the king.
That sucks.
There's already gambling conservative Christians in Iowa. I know you're not listening to us. We have a lot of Iowa listeners, and I'm sure you're not conservative Christians, but you're all probably voting for Steve King, right? Who, by the way, compared himself to, I can relate to what Jesus Christ went through. That's what the a-hole Steve King just said yesterday.
No, that dude in the Philippines can relate to what Jesus went through.
Right.
He had a nail stuck through it.
Oh, the guy actually did it. Yeah.
He can relate. Steve King. I don't want to hear from this Steve King guy.
Was Jesus crucified for being a racist homophobe?
No.
Okay, right. That's why we crucified Steve King. For being a racist. So I knew there was some language difficulties there for Mr. King.
That's going to be the story in the Newer Testament that comes out.
Exactly.
I'm looking for, and I cannot find, we either got an email or a Facebook note from somebody who witnessed that, a little spectacle that goes on in the Philippines.
Oh, the guy that keeps getting holes in his feet?
Well, no, there's several. There's more than one guy.
I know.
There's more than one guy, but one guy has been doing it for 30-some-odd years.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they get new guys every year to get literally nailed to a cross.
That's got to hurt.
Yeah, it's part of the Philippines Easter weekend fun.
It's going to be hard to find a volunteer for that, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Easter.
Apparently not.
Looking forward to some ham and stuff. You would think. Yeah.
My feet hurt. I can't eat. I'm not hungry.
That was her Easter. I got crucified.
Really? Well, no, they just nailed me to a cross. I didn't get really crucified. They let me down at the end of the day.
Grandma's mad you're not showing up at her house.
Probably should have brought this up earlier. The FAA giving the parent company of Google approval to deliver goods by drone in Virginia. Alphabet's the first company to get U.S. certification. The service called Wing
will be able to deliver goods from local businesses directly to homes. Wing announced it will begin its package delivery service in Blacksburg, Virginia, later this year.
Can you
Virginia
imagine
was if- chosen in part because they had partnered with Virginia Tech in a drone test program.
If I got a package delivered by a drone to my house, the dogs would just go nuts.
Well, here's the deal about this.
Even at the front door?
Oh, yeah, they would. They'd notice that. They'd all gather at the front door and bark at that drone.
I'm lucky enough to be around a lot of times when packages are delivered because of our hours, obviously. So, and you see packages on people's doors all the time, and you see also people ripping them off. But that would be, you have to notice a truck driving through a neighborhood and follow that truck. A drone really points out where that's going. It could be anywhere in the neighborhood. You see a drone with a package hanging off of it, hey, and just follow it to that house. I think more packages will be ripped off because of this. More. It's just the way it is. I mean,
I think you can see a truck as well as you can see a drone.
Sure.
But not when it's in the neighborhood. You don't know where it's at, let alone a drone flying somewhere. You're going to look up and go, hey, there's a package on that. Looks like a bike. Unwrapped bike just flying in the air.
That's a TV.
It's a TV just hanging there. No box, TV.
Yeah, what's the size limit on the packages a drone can deliver?
What can a drone lift?
All wonderful questions.
Yeah, yeah. Petey does drones, but he does cameras on drones, so he doesn't really talk about. He's not delivering packages.
But they're not bringing you a big 60-inch smart TV.
No, probably not. Although they're lighter than you think.
Whenever I see one of those Amazon trucks and the driver gets out, I'm like, that driver is not going to exist in 4 or 5 years.
No, you're right.
The truck will drive itself. There will be some robot that comes out and puts it at your door. One nice thing, though, is the drones can't smell weed.
I bet they could if they wanted them to. If they wanted them to, they would.
They put that sensor out there?
Sure.
Somebody's
got to load the weed up onto the drone.
True.
He might smell that.
Yeah. Doesn't the place of origin have to be somewhat close to your house?
Yeah, it said businesses in town.
Right in town. Okay. Hey, well, it's the future.
Yeah, I would assume they have to have a big warehouse somewhere nearby.
What about Uber drones? Drones that actually can pick up 200 pounds of people. It just pulls up, you strap your arms in one, and you fly in the air, and takes you to another house.
I'd be all right with that.
That's going to happen. Uber drones.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not in our lifetime, but that's going to happen. You're just hanging. I'm too. This guy, hey, my Uber drone's here. You leave a bar, strap yourself in, it flies you home.
You talk, all of a sudden, he just starts floating away.
You see puke flying from the drone.
Right. Where'd Matt go?
I just underneath the arms, too. Like, yeah. Okay, you're flying.
Probably have
he's
to,
peeing all over.
Oh, I'd pee on him.
It needs to come with a parachute just in case.
Nope. I agree with you. I'd want a parachute.
I'd want a parachute for sure.
No, it just flies you about 15 feet above the ground home. You know, your passing car's laying on. Hey, what's up?
Sounds safe to me.
That'd be cool.
Somebody's
got to be the first one. What happened? Uber drone dropped Jim. You hear about it? He's dead.
Almost made it home.
Almost made it home. Dropped it right in the yard. A little too high. A little too high.
A South Florida man's car was stolen. His 6-year-old son was in the back seat.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Dad had left the car running with the boy inside while he said goodbye to his friends.
I would never do that. But he was real close to the
car. Far away?
He was close to the car. Nah. Got it. Yeah. Okay. That's different.
Carjacker got behind the wheel of the car, drove away. Dad and his friends called 911, chased the car for about 5 miles.
And shot at it the whole time.
This should be another one of them.
They did not shoot at it the whole time. The kid's in there.
I know that.
The Craig Evans... don't break the rules when you're breaking the law or what you're...
Always follow the rules.
Yeah.
Well, look in
when
the back...
When you're breaking the law.
Look in the back seat before you carjack a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that turns into kidnapping sometimes if you don't check and see if there's a car seat with someone in the car seat as you're carjacking.
The dad and his friends called 911. They chased the car for about 5 miles. They eventually caught up to the car after the thief crashed. As the father and his friend started to free the boy from the car, the thief was able to start driving the car again. So dad pulled his gun and started firing at the guy.
Once again,
hit him repeatedly.
I knew it was guns involved
and hit
somewhere.
The carjacker multiple times. The car crashed about another 200 yards away. The boy not injured. the idiot in the hospital in critical condition facing criminal charges if he survives.
So he's shooting at the car.
You don't shoot
at the car. No, he was not shooting at the car.
Once you get the... You got the kid out of shooting at the car then, right?
They were trying to get the kid out of the car. The car had been stopped.
Got okay. It.
They were trying to get the kid out of the car. The guy was able, after crashing, the guy was able to get the car moving again. It's at this point where they just shoot the guy.
Okay, but the kid had been extracted at this point?
The kid was either close to or had been extracted at this point. The dad was not shooting anywhere near his son.
I think he should have the kid armed to begin with. He could have picked off the guy once he stole the car.
Yeah, that'd be great,
too. He's right behind him. He just get right in the back of his head.
This is why kids need guns.
It's always good to shoot the driver.
Kids need guns.
Every time you shoot the driver.
This is Florida, right? Kids need guns.
It is.
Kids need guns.
And it's South Florida at that.
However old you are, that's how many bullets you get. Six-year-old gets six bullets.
Right.
But Craig's right. If you get carjacked, you don't shoot the driver in the back of the head.
No.
That's not the way to do it, probably.
Could be a bad end result.
Yeah.
Well, if you're at a red light, you shoot the driver in the back of the head.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Good rule of thumb. Wait till he stops.
All right. Put your kid in the car seat, put a holster on that seat, go for it. I'm all for that. Somebody actually is, probably. I taught my kid how to... Fire a gun when he was two.
And then I started driving.
He shot my ass.
Like a car seat with a couple of holsters in it.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're laughing, but that's somebody probably would want that.
Somebody's designing one right now. That's a good idea, guys.
Yeah. There goes my idea. Thought it was original. Great.
Yeah. I'll go with the Uber person. Uber drone.
Did you see the latest lottery winner out of Wisconsin?
How much money?
Well, he won the officially. They call it $768 million.
Jesus, what do you take home? $400 million.
And then he had the cash payout of $477 million.
Over $200 million then.
Right. One guy, right?
Yeah, and then after state and federal taxes, apparently $326 million.
All right.
So it goes from 768 to 326.
That'll get you by.
That's a lot taken out for taxes.
Yeah, but you know
what? Okay, but originally they're saying the 768 is this is how much you'll get if you do the 20-year option.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, the
annuity. Okay, so
that makes more sense.
So you don't do that, you do the cash option.
You always do the cash.
That's 477.
And then you get tax based off of that.
And then you get the tax out of that and it drops him down to 326 mil.
How's he going to feed his family?
I don't know.
All right.
That's going to be tough.
Easily.
What do you do?
If you won all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Love that.
You know, I love the story behind that.
He was just there. He's actually a good guy, too, regularly doing.
Well, he and his wife would always joke about this.
Yeah.
You know, he would say, it's funny, hookers and blow. And
in the morning.
And then the reporter actually asked him what he would do with this. and this is his time. He gets to say hookers and blow on the news.
He's been training his whole life for that moment.
He was. Oh. And his wife thought it was hilarious and the whole bit. It was a great story.
Yeah, the stars have aligned.
Yeah.
Any TV station, if they're live, say what you want. Cause they can't delete it. Just do it. Say that stuff. Embarrass everybody. It's fun.
So this guy, he went to work for another couple days.
How old was he?
Early 20s.
What do you do for a living?
He didn't say. He's 24. He would not say what he did for a living.
But he wasn't going to... He went to work for a day just to wrap things up.
He went for a couple days. He hadn't gotten his money yet. So, you still got to do something, I guess.
No, you don't.
So he... And you're apparently right, because he said he went back for a couple days but didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't do anything.
So he was having trouble finding motivation?
And then he just quit. No. So what had happened, he had like a stack of 10 tickets, and he goes to check them. None of them, one of them won a couple bucks or, whatever it was. And he thought he was done, and then there was one ticket that kind of stuck to the other one, and he was about to throw them away, and he sees that, there's one more now. And that was the winner.
Early 20s.
He was that close to throwing it away.
Damn.
Early 20s, this guy's going to be crazy. I mean,
he comes across as a nice enough guy.
I understand that, but if he's just a regular early 20s dude, enjoys a couple beers, hanging out with buddies, his life is going to be unbelievable if he wants it to be.
Well, he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, well, not for long.
Yeah. Me thinks he might upgrade.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got some options.
Yeah, now he does.
Everything has exploded in front of him, and he can do exactly what he wants. And first of all, move out of Wisconsin. Where's you live?
Wisconsin, Madison, apparently. Oh, okay. Well, no, that's where he got the money. I don't know
exactly.
You
can stay
there,
but keep a couple other houses other places.
Yeah, any other place.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you've got family, have a place there and have a mansion and whatever you want to do.
You get yourself a lake house.
I'm just saying, usually it's guys in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. Got a little more going on in their life. They got family they got to take care of. This guy's so young.
Nothing. He said
he might help his parents out and he's getting his brothers and sisters.
Yeah, he said his biggest concern before winning was trying to get his bank account to $1,000.
If you're in your early 20s.
Absolutely.
You are taking your five best buddies on a private jet somewhere for a month. Whatever time they can get off, you know, from there, because they got to keep working.
Right, yeah. They do.
I mean, you are doing that trip. A private jet with just your buddies in your 20s and probably hookers and blow.
Oh, yeah. I'd go buy a jet.
Yes.
Yeah, and then you can take your buddies back when they need to go, but I'm going to stay on the island longer.
The jet will take you back and bring other buddies that had to get another week off.
You know that girlfriend had probably been pressuring him to,
Marry her. Yeah.
And now he's like, oh. Because if he walks away, she gets nothing. They're not married.
Well, he's also, you can make her sign a prenup.
But if he'd married her,
you win $376 million and whatever, blah blah, whatever, and she wants you to marry you, you better get a prenup.
But if he'd married her beforehand, then won it.
I know,
and then wanted to,
she
could move on.
She could say,
"Oh, he'd be hosed."
Yeah. Good for that guy. I'm glad somebody actually won it that was young enough that they can destroy their life with it.
Right?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Keep an eye on that guy's name. He's going to pop up in an obituary here soon.
He goes crazy for a while.
That's the thing. He could easily show up in an obituary.
Easily.
Oh, yeah.
We would have.
You don't.
For any number of reasons.
We were close to having an obituary. I was 23, and I had no money.
I had no money.
And I found enough stuff to get in trouble with.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Could have been horrible.
Right, because we would have reached out to Nicolas Cage for financial advice. What do you think we should do with this money, Nick?
Buy a bunch of cool swords.
Think of all the cheese curds he can have.
Man.
Cheese curds.
Yeah, that's insane to even think about. That young.
Yeah, that young is crazy. Crazy. I love that he went back to work. Why?
Well, that's what he figured.
I would think
he did go, and then it was while he was there, why, for a couple days. Yeah, didn't do anything. What are you going to do, fire me if I don't do anything?
If you liked your bosses, you liked the people you work with, they would pull you aside and say, listen.
What are you doing?
You're not going to hang here, and let's just do everybody a favor, and let's just go enjoy yourself, but this will be your last day.
Yeah, I think that's why if you win, you just bring everybody lunch. I mean, like, I'm done.
Right.
Or just
here's
say
a bunch
done.
Of pizza, pizza, fried chicken, whatever. Have a variety of food.
Or Stewie and the Family Guy backs up out of the office, flipping both people, flipping everybody off, and his fingers are pixelated. It's one of the funniest skits. Yeah. Good
for
him.
You announce your resignation, but you buy the company 2 weeks worth of lunch.
Yeah.
Consider that my 2 week notice.
Perfect.
Here's lunch.
Yeah, here's piles of tacos. I'm never coming back.
Just walk around and tell the people you don't like something to their face. And you suck.
Right.
You get $1,000, you suck.
I would do that. I would do that.
Here's $5,000 for you, and you suck.
Yeah, put everybody in two lines and figure out pretty quick which slide they're in.
Oh, easily. I'm in Jim's
line. I like these people. Line. I do not like these people.
Welcome back. Nick Allen with us.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.